Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry, takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of James chapter 1, we were talking about how great the rewards will be in heaven as compared to the trials we go through here in this world. Let's continue with that today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
When the earth shall crumble, I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. The Bible stands like a mountain towering far above the works of man. Its truth by none ever was refuted, and destroy it they never can.
You're going through a trial right now. Boy, you have a tendency to get bitter, to be angry, to snap at others, to quit your ministry in your local church, and to quit your tithing, and to quit doing what you ought to do. Oh, my friend, just see that as an attack of the devil, but also see that you're going through a trial, that you might be conformed to the image of Christ. And that working, that trial, is laying up a crown that will last forever. And it'll be so great that it'll make the sufferings of this present time not worthy to be compared to the glory that shall be revealed in us. Now, some of you are suffering mightily. Some have suffered excruciating bodily pain, and maybe for a long time. Others, your heart has been torn inside out through family problems, maybe in your marriage, maybe with your children. Perhaps there are other maladies that come into our life and just seem to want to rip us apart. And as bad as those things seem to be, the glory of heaven is so great that in comparison of the greatness of the badness to the greatness of the glory, it'll make the greatness of the badness seem minute, insignificant. Oh, what glory when we see our Savior's face. But that's only for the righteous sufferer. However, it is sure. You suffer in righteousness. This is a sure promise. Understand, the trial comes to pass. But praise God, it doesn't come to stay. Now, let's look at the practical application of this verse. We've seen it doctrinally. We've seen cross references. We've seen word definitions. Now let's look at the practical application of this verse. Testing will either drive you to the Lord or it will drive you away. It is not going to be a pleasant experience in this life. Look at that verse again, James 1:12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Endure, my friend. It will not be pleasant in the next life if you allow your trial to make you bitter instead of better. The trial was designed to develop your character and conform you to Christ's image. So therefore, persevere under trial, because when you do, it leads to a crown of life up there. You see, it's not just having a trial. Rather, it is persevering in the trial, persevering with righteousness and the fruit of the Spirit. What James calls temptation, you and I could call trouble. It has to do with testing. And this kind of temptation brings real tension and trouble. It might be grief, might be sorrow, might be threat. Might be danger. Could be pain. What have you. But it comes on, and you seem to feel it in the full force of impact. God's will in our spirit is to do one thing in reaction to the temptation. But oh, so often that old nature that's still with us, that flesh, desires to do something differently. We think of a garden. We can plant a row of peas in a garden. But after we plant the row of peas, we also may find that we have weeds growing in our garden. What are we to do? Well, we hoe out the weeds to try to give the peas a chance to grow. And if the sun seeks to harden the soil and the rains do not come, then we water the soil to give the peas a chance to grow. Sometimes we nourish the soil to help things grow. You see, the same is true spiritually. We have in us the Spirit of God. When we receive Christ as Savior, He came to indwell us. We also have the flesh, which is a result of being a human being, a son of Adam. Now, both the flesh, the old nature, that is, and the Spirit of God are both in us. And what we have to decide is to whether or not to hoe those weeds or allow them to remain and choke the peas. That is, to quench the Holy Spirit, to quench His way and His leading that grows the garden of God's beauty in our life. That leading that leads us to bear the fruit of the Spirit, making us lilies among the thorns, dropping sweet-smelling myrrh. And so, my friend, as Christians, we must decide whether or not we're going to allow our troubles and our trials to bring in those weeds that destroy eternal rewards, or we're going to endure them in the power of Christ. So this verse, James 1:12, is teaching us that when we endure, we live through the temptation. And as a result, when we live through the temptation, we are blessed. Now, blessed is the man that endureth. That is, goes all the way through the temptation, through the circumstances, through the situation that is facing him, and he goes through it in the way that God wants him to go through it. And it is the only way to go through it and be blessed, because it's God's way. Now you say, well, Brother Andy, you keep talking about the way. Well, what way is that? Well, first of all, deny the flesh. Secondly, not only are we to experience the test, but we should complete it according to the Word of God. Other words, we obey what God's Word instructs us and tells us to do, regardless of the trial. Somebody, for an example, listening today may have a husband that is very hard. He is very abusive with his speech. He is a bum. He doesn't work. And he's just a bad person to be around. But the Bible tells you not to divorce him. And if you stay with them, you may be married for the next 50 years with that same guy, and that's those same kind of problems. But if your heart is set on the joy that lays ahead of us, then you can complete it, being conformed to the image of Christ, doing it in the fruit of the Spirit, doing it through the power of the Spirit, And my friend, your reward in heaven is great, and there is a crown of life. But to say, okay, men tell me it's all right to divorce, then understand you'll count the loss of the reward of the crown of life. So deny the flesh, experience and complete the test, and then number three, count it all joy. We find out in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2, that Jesus did that for us. He counted it all joy. He says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame. Now, he did despise the shame and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. In other words, the Lord didn't enjoy the trial itself, but it was the joy, having his heart set on eternity, that helped him to count it with joy. Oh, yes, maybe it was divorce or adultery. Maybe it was the death of a loved one. Maybe it was the breaking of a friendship. Maybe it was the loss of job and your economic level has dropped greatly. Maybe it's a wayward child. Did you fail? Did the flesh win, my friend? Did you become bitter, angry, pessimistic, and unlovely? Well, my friend, there is forgiveness. And you're still alive, and you're still breathing, and you're still listening right now to this broadcast, then, my friend, that means there's also opportunity that what you've failed in the past, to forget it, and then start reaching forward unto those things which lie before, and press towards that mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You see, there will be more trials, which means there'll be more opportunity to praise ye the Lord in the fires. Have your focus set on eternity and its joys as you go through the fires of trial. And if you will, then my friend, there is a crown for you. The motivation that helps us to endure in the most severe trials and circumstances of life in order that we may receive the crown of life is love. Now, I'm a pastor. I have been in the hospital. I remember one time, probably this is the most extreme case, where I stayed in the hospital for nearly 2 days, day and night, with a man who was dying. Now, normally, I go up and I visit, and I'll have prayer with him, I'll have prayer with the family or whatever, and I'll be there for a little bit, and then I'm gone. But this time, I was there a couple of days. It might be our close family members. And we stay there day after day, hour after hour. What keeps us there? Love. It's love that keeps us there. That's what motivates us. Is staying up several days, is that going through all that tiredness and not feeling well and feeling like, oh man, I just wish I could get a shower. I need to change clothes or whatever. And you go through all of that. Why do you endure that? It is love. Well, this crown of life is promised to them that love God. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all, who are in Christ Jesus.